system works, and it's almost, it's so much pressure that one person doesn't need, because now someone says you're influential, now you can't do certain things because someone, like, you're going to influence the next person to do as you're doing. So now you have to, like, be this calm person that does, sometimes you don't know whether you need to be fully yourself or you need to be reserved in some certain things. So it's a lot of pressure. And if you look at these rankings and this voting system, it's quite difficult as a person to maneuver when you're being labeled as the most influential person too.
This is Five Talks. It's 5FM. Myself, Nick Hammond, Dr. Sandile Kubeka, youngest person to ever qualify as a doctor in the country, qualified at 20, now 25 years old. And I'd read somewhere that the doctor was voted by his class as the most likely person to ever become the Minister of Health. And I'm genuinely interested in whether or not Dr. Sandile Kubeka has any political aspirations. I'll put the question to him and we'll find out the answer next.
Five Talks on 5FM with Nick Hammond. Share stories, change attitudes, celebrate people, talk loud, listen loud, live loud. Five Talks on 5FM.
And we've been having fun with TV shows from our childhood.
Life forms long forgotten.
TV show growing back when I was still small, running around, it was a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground of American, most of my days.
Throwback Thursday for me, definitely. Married with children.
Oh, Lord, and the marriage.
Guys, this show was a legend, in the childhood shows, bro, back in the day.
Alrighty.
On 5FM. Welcome back. This is Five Talks with me, Nick Hammond, and Dr. Sandile Kubeka, youngest person to qualify in South Africa as a doctor at the age of 20, now 25. I'd mentioned just before the break that I'd read that Dr. Sandile Kubeka was voted most likely person to become Minister of Health, and I'd wondered whether or not this was something he'd ever considered. And I'd promised, as I now shall do, to put that question to him.
Five Talks on 5FM with Nick Hammond. Share stories, change attitudes, celebrate people, talk loud, listen loud, live loud. Five Talks on 5FM.
Speaking of the Department of Health, I know that when you graduated, you were,
and you're like, oh my God, you're happy that it happens, but at the same time, you don't know how to feel about it. It's a lot of pressure, and you have to, sometimes you put targets on yourself that you need to achieve certain things at a certain time, and when you fail at achieving them and you start feeling that you are not adequate and you're not doing enough, because people have already put this also these targets for you as well, so you start talking about that you want to do certain things at a certain time, and if you're not achieving those goals, then you feel like you're not doing enough, and that could be can cause problems to your health as well, and to certain aspect of your life, and which you don't want it to be happen. So it is a lot of pressure.
How was that brought to your attention, by the way? Because I believe that you had like no idea this was going on, and the next thing you know, suddenly you're considered to be fourth most influential South African.
I don't even think that's true, but so I was tagged on this post on my Instagram. I didn't even know that it, apparently there was a voting, system, or they were voting end of December. So in January, I think on the 23rd or something, then I see this. I was tagged on some post on Instagram and Twitter. Congratulations, you've been voted one of the most influential South Africans, and you are top in science and technology. I'm like, for what? Then I see it, I'm like, oh, this is exciting. They release a list with 100 South Africans, and I'm ranked number 4. Oh, wow, that's exciting. But I don't even know how I became number 4. There's people who deserve to be number 4 more than me. And I mean, I can only say I'm grateful for it, and I can just hope that I can be better. I don't know how I could be number 3 now when so that's how I found out about it. To the people that voted for me, thank you. That's all I can say. I'm gonna try to be better, and I'm gonna try to be you know, my best to be, to be the best person of the best version of myself that can inspire you more.
I think you're being too modest. I honestly do.
Well, I think there's people that have achieved a lot more than I've achieved, and they haven't been recognized. And I think those people also deserve some recognition. And so that's why I feel like I'm, you know, I don't think I should be number four, but I mean, I'm grateful that it happened.
In terms of the other side of your life, you know, how you are socially, and I've read that you're not a big, like, going out party kind of guy necessarily. Is that accurate?
Well, yes. Well, I've tried it. I've tried going out. I actually don't like it. So that's why I said earlier, if you don't like doing something, don't do it. Just do something that you enjoy doing. I don't like going out at all. I've tried it a couple of times. It's just something that I don't enjoy doing. If you're a person that likes to go out and it makes you happy, you can do it. But it's just that you must try balancing your life and prioritize what's more important.
How do you balance your life? What other kind of things are you into? What gets you excited?
What gets me excited? Well, what gets me excited is to, medicine gets me excited. I can be at work and most of the things get me excited at work. I'm reading mostly, medical textbooks and some journals as well gets me excited. Okay, that's a bit boring. Watching TV, I watch a lot of Survivor. I'm a bit obsessed about Survivor. It gets me excited. I do a little bit of running as well. I do park run. That gets me excited. It's healthy as well. That also gets me excited. I'm also a vegetarian. That gets me excited. I think there's a lot more. I just can't remember.
I think Survivor is possibly one of the most underrated / greatest TV show concepts of all time.
Yeah, definitely. I've watched all 36 seasons of Survivor. Currently, season 37 is playing from America, and it actually is one of the most underrated shows ever. And if you look at how the game is played and how it has evolved and how it has changed, you can actually picture yourself as part of the game, and you can picture yourself as one of the characters on the game and how you act like that person, and you can also learn from that person and try to change your life based on what that person has been doing, and they can inspire you with the way that they're doing it. Surely there's people who are conniving and who are backstabbers. You shouldn't look for that in a person, but there are those positive characters as well that motivate you to be that different person and to be a best version of yourself. So I think I like Survivor because it teaches you about different dynamics that happens in our life. You know, in a teamwork, in a work environment, you learn about all these different characters and you meet them in real life as well, and you actually realize that Survivor is something that's actually happening in our daily living.
So this is definitely something you have thought about. What kind of a game would you play if you ended up on the island?
I would play any game that's on the island if I was on the island.
What would your strategy be, though? I mean, you want to win at the end of the day. Would you go for the make friends with everybody route? Would you go for the ally route? How would you play it?
Well, if I happened to be on the game, then people would know what my strategy would be. So I would rather not give out what strategy I would play.
You think you might make
no,
it
I'm,
on?
I'm not saying, but it just if it happens ever in my life, then people will just, you know, knock me out early if I give out my strategy. So I'd rather keep it on the low for now.
You've spoken a lot about your mother. I've read in various interviews and the role that she had in your life. She's somebody that's incredibly important to you.
Well, yes, my mom is sort of a legend to me. She raised us as a single parent. She got divorced with my father when I was like 2 years old in 1994, 1993. And she's been this strong woman that has been there every step of the way, and she's been the most supportive person in our lives, and she's tried to make sure that we get the best that we can, and that's why I call her legend, because she's definitely been there. She's still in our lives every step of the way, and at this other time, I even wished her a happy Father's Day. I know people have different feelings about it, but she's definitely been a legend, and I'm grateful, and I thank God every day for giving me the parent that she's is given to me.
You ever just stop and you think of people like your mother, and you just go, how on earth did you do that? How did you manage to raise all of us so well?
It always, you know, puzzles me and it confuses me all the time. There's these people that are able to do these amazing things. For example, my mother. And you just can't even comprehend on how it happened. And when you think about it, you get excited because you know this person and you're like, you're definitely a legend. And then when your mom tells you that you're also a legend, you're like, I don't know how you think I'm a legend when you've done so much. So, you know, it's just an exciting feeling at most times. And, you know, as I said, I get excited every time I have to speak with her on the phone. And she's just an inspirational woman. And I can't think of better words to describe how amazing of a woman she is.
Do you know, Doctor, with somebody like you, I mean, we're about the same age. You must have been born like around 1991, making you sort of 93, you know, sort of like 26, 25 years old now. Being in your 20s, when you qualified, wasn't it difficult to get people to trust you? Because typically we're sort of wired in this way to think of doctors as people that are older.
Well, as young people or as a person, you must try to change what the general perception is. And perception is not always reality, but sometimes it can be reality. So if you think that young people might not be adequate, that might be true. But as a young person, you must try to change that perception and show them that as a young person, you can be able to do what other people can do. If it's expected that maybe a 30-year-old should be a doctor, you can show them that as a 20-year-old, you can be as great of a doctor as a 30-year-old. So that's what I've been trying to do for all my life, to just do the best that I can be, to practice what you know, the skills that have been taught to me to the best of my abilities, and just to do my best from day one. So you know, you can have people that don't trust your word, but it's okay. You will learn more from them as well. They can learn from you, but with time they would learn to trust you, and they will know that you, whatever that you've been taught is the same what has been taught maybe a 25-year-old if you're 20 years old.
And do you think that if anybody was in your exact position, you know, we all have like lottery tickets in life that we get given the numbers to when we're born. We don't get to choose them, but that's how. Do you think that anybody in your position could have done what you did, or do you think that, do you acknowledge that maybe there's something special about you?
Well, I think anyone who, was at my position, I mean, if they were given that opportunity, they would have done it as well. I don't think there's anything specifically special about me, but I feel like if you're just a hard worker and you you try to focus and you know what you're looking for in life and you know your goals, you can also do it. And it's just the matter of how you want to do it and how you know, how you want to achieve those goals. And I feel like anyone could have done it as well.
Well, I've got a lot of admiration for you. I really do. And I'm excited to see whatever the future holds for you, you know. And I know that, as you say, there's pressure on you, but at the same time, so many doors have already been opened. And I think whatever's going to come next is going to be a really exciting, cool journey to watch. So all the best of luck to you.
Well, thank you so much. I hope there's more to see for my journey. And I'm always constantly pushing myself to be better, to do my, you know, the best that I can. So thank you for the interview as well.
It's an absolute pleasure. And this is going straight on to Catch Up, 5fm.co.za. So you listening right now will be able to download this, share it with your friends. Dr. Sandile Kubeka from Pietermaritzburg made history as the youngest doctor ever at the age of 20, now 25. The future is wide open. Anything that he wants to do, he can. And that's a beautiful thing. It does it for 5 Talks today and Hammond Time. Myself and Mad Money Mike straight back onto the road as we continue the show.